Health officials in Minnesota have added autism spectrum disorders to the list of conditions that qualify for medical cannabis. Fox reporter Iris Perez spoke with two mothers who say their sons' lives changed for the better thanks to medical marijuana.
We see that all the time.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Heather Tidd and her 13-year-old son, TJ, flipped through a chapter of life that for 8 years was difficult to grasp.
Pre-cannabis, TJ had a really difficult time reading.
She adopted TJ when he was 4. At 10, he was diagnosed with Tourette's.
School was horrible. I had to quit my job. I had to pick him up several times a week.
By the time TJ was 11, Heather had tried it all until 2015 when she was certified to treat TJ with medical cannabis.
Previously, we had the police at our house every day. We had holes in the walls. He was trying to hurt himself and others. That all ended. Immediately. We have not had the police here since.
That life change is one Victoria Grantsiewicz also attests to.
We tried everything else, Iris, and nothing else stopped the self-injurious behavior and the aggression that we were seeing every day for a year.
Her 14-year-old son, Julian, suffers autism and a seizure disorder.
And that is how we got him qualified for medical cannabis.
This was Julian in January, before he started taking medical cannabis.
He was giving himself black eyes. We couldn't stop it.
It was his way of crying out in pain. But these are snapshots of Julian now.
This is the first time in my child's life I'm truly seeing him pain-free, and I'm seeing my child thrive.
Both Victoria and Heather represent only two moms, relieved to learn autism is now a condition Minnesota considers eligible for the alternative treatment.
Within a year, he went up 3 grades in his reading abilities.
Treatment that leads them away from stories of pain and has them now flipping onto pages of joy.
People with autism will have an opportunity to become successful because of this choice.